This is the Composer's Datebook for February 4th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1945, the Armenian-American composer Alan Hovhaannis served as both a soloist and conductor in the first performance of his piano concerto, entitled Lusadzak. The exotic title, Hovhaannis explained, was a made-up Armenian word meaning dawn of light. He recalled, "I wrote it to play and conduct myself with an amateur orchestra. When we played it in Boston, my hands were so busy all the way that I couldn't give many cues." When Hovhaannis repeated his new concerto at Town Hall in New York, one newspaper sent the composer Lou Harrison as its music critic to cover the event. Harrison recalled, "The intermission that followed was the closest I've ever been to one of those renowned artistic riots. In the lobby, the chromaticists and the Americanists were carrying on at high decibels. What had touched it off was the fact that here was a man from Boston whose obviously beautiful music had nothing to do with either camp and was its own very wonderful thing. My guest John Cage and I were very excited, and I dashed off to the lamented Herald Tribune and wrote a rave review while John went back to the green room to meet Alan." For his part, Hovhaannis said, "I believe in melody, and to create a melody, one needs to go within oneself. I was very touched when John Cage said my music was like inward singing. I must admit, there is always music in my head." Composer's Datebook is supported by Ancestry.com, an online resource for discovering family histories and growing family trees. Learn more at TryAncestry.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.